Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Here I am in Parnell Square East. Look at that above the doorway. What an interesting, attractive feature, that coat of arms. Can't read the Latin motto from here. Well, I presume it's Latin. So we're very close to the Rotunda Hospital, as in Round, built in the 18th century. There's a joke about the Parnell Memorial further south, with Parnell saying, "No man has the right to fix a limit to the march of a nation." And he points to the nearest maternity hospital. But it's the outpatient's no longer functioning there. I don't know what they're using for. Much of the building is no longer in operation, but there's a more modern wing which is. And then there's this, I remember seeing it years and years ago, I think just after I left school. Now, I never had an Irish lesson in my life, but even I know that it was here at the Rotunda, at the Garden, where is where the Irish Volunteers was founded on the 25th of November, 1913. So 1913, because that January, that's when the Ulster Volunteer Force had been established. People always say UVF 1912. It's not actually true. It was discussed in 1912, but it was established in January 1913. I read A.T.Q. Stewart's The Ulster Crisis about it, which is the standard reference text for the establishment of the UVF, this, I suppose, politicized militia. It wasn't unlawful at the time, but it was not with the government's imprimatur. And it was, they had an agenda, as in to prevent home rule, certainly for Ulster, ideally for the whole of Ireland. And the Irish Volunteers said they're to defend the liberties of all the people of Ireland. So Professor Eoin McNeill was an Ulster Catholic professor of the Irish language. He was one of its, well, he was the leader, really. And they had a board, and the Home Rule Party wanted to be involved, and they managed to get some people on its board. You know, John Redmond was still the leader. John Redmond, that MP from Mayo. Okay, so here we are, the Gardens of Remembrance. So rather unbeautiful. So we've got this horn, the sword, the cross. Not sure what the other symbols. Oh, it's like a harp. I get it. A horn and a harp together. And that's more the classic harp of Ireland. Was that laurel wreath of victory? Anyway, it's built in 1966. So after the Crown Forces' resounding victory in the Easter Rising, 1916, 24th to the 30th of April, 1916, Then they inflicted 100% casualties on the pro-Germans. So the terrorists were brought here and detained before something taken to Kilmainham Jail, which is 4 kilometres west of here. And then some of them executed. About 1,000 men captured, but only 16 executed, which is incredibly ruthless. So most of them got death by firing squad here in Dublin. But Roger Casement was hanged in Pentonville Jail, London. And then one of them was, one of the Kent brothers, was Thomas Kent, was executed by firing squad in Cork. And they're the children of Lear, as in turning into swans to live for eternity. I think it is a decidedly unbeautiful memorial, because I know the 1960s was not a lovely time for architecture, plus we didn't have much money in those days. I far prefer Island Bridge, and that's not just because of my political proclivities. But I would defy anyone to say that this is a gorgeous memorial. I mean, maybe it's not terrible, but what do you think? And it's obviously not been kept in great shape. You see, you need to clean up that reflecting pool and so on. So the idea is they'll go on for eternity. All right. So that is the Garden of Remembrance. And I remember seeing whatever protest that Sinn Féin was going to hold here in the Garden of Remembrance. So using it for something partisan to advance their own party's electoral advantage. Surely very distasteful, even if you agree with what these guys in 1916 and subsequent years did. I mean, I think it's an allusion to people before that as well. Okay. Garden of Remembrance, dedicated to those who gave their lives in the cause of Irish. No doubt it's going to say freedom. So there we are. Here's a Presbyterian church dating from 1864. And so the Findlater Church after the donor who paid for it to be built, about £13,000. Well over €1 million in modern terms. Yeah, Irish freedom. And I'll tell you who used to worship in this church. It's Gerry Ryan. Gerry Ryan. I read about him in Wikipedia. Son of a slightly eccentric Presbyterian dentist. I thought, wow, that got me straight away. And obviously, there are very, very few Presbyterians in the Republic of Ireland, you know. Because when he was growing up, only about 3% of the population were Protestants. And the Presbyterians were a small fraction of that, about 0.3% of the population, would mostly live near the border. And he went to Trinity College Dublin, where he read law, became a solicitor, got into telly. I remember when Gerry Ryan was this trendy young guy with a ponytail, presenting School Around the Corner and Eurovision. But then he put on so much weight. Who would have thought he was a cocaine fiend? And died of it in 2010. All right, So that's enough from Parnell Square, named in honor of Charles Stuart Parnell, sometime leader of the Home Rule Party, brought to grief by his affair with Catherine O. Shee. Professor Roy Foster hates when people pronounce Shea, says it's actually O'Shea, and don't call her Kitty. Kitty was a slang word for a prostitute, so her enemies were calling her Kitty rather than Catherine, this married English woman. It all came out when Captain O'Shea, as in Catherine O'Shea's estranged husband, found out he wasn't getting that legacy from his wife's aunt, Mrs. Wood. And so when he didn't get that, then he went to the papers about the long-term adultery that was going on between Parnell. So split the Home Rule Party into Parnellites and anti-Parnellites for 10 years. And that's why when they had a row in a committee room in the House of Commons, Parnell had said, "Who is the master of the party?" And Justin McCarthy brought the house down by saying, "Who is the mistress of the party?" See, that's why there's a Charles Stuart over there, Charles Stuart Hotel. And here's into the Rotunda Hospital. I don't know, this, the wing is looking very modern. Maybe this is the part which is still operational. Really annoying thing coming along at the most inopportune moment. Okay, the three castles on the back of his jacket. Three castles, part of the symbol of Dublin, because there's obviously Dublin Castle, Malahide Castle, is it Drimnagh Castle in the south? And look at that, a very fine 18th century building, the Rotunda. So many of Ireland's most distinguished medical men practiced their art there. Okay, right, so I shall switch it off now. Thank you so much for watching my video.